Hi, my name is Elio DiMaggio. Today we're going to see how to use Windows Azure Notification Hubs to push notifications to Windows Store applications. First, let's start by looking at our Windows Developer Dashboard. Online, I have already set up a Windows Store app called Notification Hubs. In this portal, I am able to retrieve the credentials that I will have to use to push notifications to the Windows Push Notification Service, or WNS. And these are exactly these two pieces of information, my package security identifier, or package SID, and my client secret. Now, let's go in our Windows Azure portal, and let's create a new notification hub. Under App Services, under Service Bus, we can create a new notification hub. By clicking Quick Create, we can create a new notification hub in a namespace. So let's call this notification hub My Notification Hub, and we can create it. Once the creation is done, I can click in my notification hub, and in here, I will see a view of my Notification Hub dashboard. I will know all the telemetry information about incoming messages, registration operations, successful notifications, and so on. More information is available in the Monitor tab. But right now, we're interested in the Configure tab because we have to configure this Notification Hub to push notification through WNS. In here, I have two pieces of information that I have to set, the packet SID and the client secret. We just copied this information from the developer portal. I already did this, and I have this notification hub called My Notification Hub with these two pieces of information set. Now that our notification hub is correctly configured, let's open Visual Studio and create an app to receive push notifications. We're just going to create a simple Windows Store blank app to do that. The first thing we want to do is to associate this app with our app in the store. In order to do this, we right-click our project, then we click Store and associate app with the store. In here, we first have to sign in with our store credentials. From the list of all our apps in the store, we're going to select ours, called Notification Hubs, and we're going to associate this app with our project. What this thing will do is that it will change our app manifest inside packaging. It's going to set up this information to link to the app that is configured in the store. This will make sure that WNS knows that this is the correct app. Then, since we want to send toast notifications, we're going to go in Application UI, it's still inside our app manifest, go in under Badge Logo and enable Toast. We do this by setting Yes on Toast Capable. Now that this has happened, what we want to do, we want to add a reference to the Windows Azure Messaging DLL, which contains the libraries to access notification hubs. Under References, I already have downloaded it. It is right here. So we add this reference. Now, we'll see how simple it is to configure notification hubs from a Windows Store app. First, inside our app.xaml.cs, we're going to create a new notification hub member. First, we're going to have to import, of course, Windows Azure.messaging. We call this member hub. Then, under unlaunched, we want to make sure that the hub knows the channel URI of this specific client instance. In order to do that, we instantiate the notification hub in the following way. First, we put in the name. We call it My Notification Hub. The second, we have to provide a connection string, so some credentials, to basically connect to our notification hub. To get these credentials, we go in the portal. Under our notification hubs, we click on the connection information button. In here, we will see two connection strings, one called default listen shared access signature, and the other one is called default full shared access signature. We want the first one because we want to make sure that our client app can only receive push notifications and not send them. So we copy the connection string, we go back in our Visual Studio, and we paste our connection string there. Then we actually have to initialize the notification hub with this specific app's channel URI. In order to do this, we're going to create an async method called init notifications async. We're going to create a method. We're going to make it async. And in here, we're going to do two things. The first thing, we have to contact WNS and retrieve the channel URI. So we create a new channel variable. And in here, we're going to call WNS and create a push notification channel for this application. This is going to create a new channel to send push notifications. Then we have to call our notification hub, and we have to register this channel. We're going to use a register native method with our notification hub. The register native takes the channel URI as an input. So we're going to use our channel. The channel has to be awaited. OK. We're going to use the channel URI. And here we are. When we run this app, we're going to put a debug here just to make sure that this code gets executed. We're going to run this app. This is going to build. We see that here we retrieve the channel URI from WNS. See this big channel URI? This is basically the address of this specific instance. And then we're going to register with the hub. Everything works. And our app registered for the channel URI and it registered with the notification hub. Now that our app is correctly configured to receive push notifications, we're going to send a push notification using a .NET app. We created a console app here. This is a simple Windows console app. And we added the references for Microsoft.ServiceBus.dll. You can get this DLL from the Azure SDK 2.1. Now that you did this, we went in our program class. And what we're going to do, we're going to create a new notification hub client. We're going to instantiate it with a connection string. How do we get the connection string? Again, from the management portal. And this time, we're going to use the default full shared access signature. This is because we want to push notifications and not only receive them. We copy this connection string. We paste it in our .NET code. And then we're going to have to say the path to our notification hub, which was called my notification hub. After this is done, we have to create the payload that we want to send. You can do this by following the MSDN guidelines on how to create push notifications for Windows Store applications. We have here a little snippet that creates a toast notification for Windows Store apps. Here it is. Then what we're going to do, we're going to send this native notification. Since this is a broadcast, we do not have to specify a channel URI. We do not have to specify anything else, just the payload. And this payload will be delivered automatically up to millions of different clients. We're going to then wait for it to finish. Let's debug this application. And what we will see is that a toast notification will appear on my desktop. Here it is. We showed how to send push notifications with a .NET console app, but you can also send notifications from your mobile service using notification hubs. In this way, you will be able to exploit the facilities to broadcast to millions from inside your mobile service. I have here a mobile service called Hub Integration. Inside this, I'm just going to show how to create a script in the scheduler to broadcast to your clients that register with notification hubs. In here, I have a push to notification hub job. And inside here, I have a script. What this thing does is the same thing that .NET console app is doing. Using the Azure module, I create a notification hub service, giving the name of my notification hub and the connection string with full access. And then we're going to use the send test toast text01 method of the WNS object in order to send this toast to all my devices. Running this scheduler will basically result in a single toast message to be delivered across all your devices that register with push notification hubs. And here it is. We show today how to use Windows Azure Notification Hubs to push notifications to Windows Store apps. Notification hubs have many useful features. Explore them on windowsazure.com. Thank you.